This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, 5 o'clock. I want to give you an update. So the Jackson Job thing. What, Rico's laughing. What? There's nothing funny about it. You're laughing about something else.
No, once again, the things that are said in the break.
Right. So
no, nothing funny about this news.
I don't want to be flippant and minimize, but I will tell you if there's anyone you could lose, Job would be it. Why? He's never pitched more than 90 innings in his career. It's not like he was going to give you 200 innings this year. And you're hopeful Alex Cobb comes back. And you have some depth. Now, you don't want to lose him this way, because here is at least my understanding of this. It is being termed a flexor strain. That is the elbow. Now, it doesn't always mean the following, but it is in many cases a precursor to something else that I'm not going to say, because I don't want to put it out there into the universe. But it's two words, and it's named after a former pitcher. Might not be the case. You might rehab. It might be just fine. The point I'm telling you is it is tricky, to say the least. And this is something you can read. The flexor strain gives you a increased chance of the thing I'm not going to say. So if it doesn't end up in that right away, it can... Or it may be nothing. Right. But I'm not going to lie to my audience and tell you, like David, when Tank Dell's leg fell off, he's going to be back in 5 minutes.
This is hold your breath and let's hope for goodness.
Hold your breath that you don't get another update on this for a bit. The kid rehabs. He's got a throwing program. He's doing his rehab day to day. But it's tricky. I've seen flexor strains go both ways. But what you don't want to do, do you have increased risk of UCL damage? Different thing? Yeah, you do. I've seen it. Diagnosed one way. Hey, it's the same thing. You see a guy diagnosed with a knee hyperextension, cutscene, he tore his ACL. Mm-hmm. I don't know. None of us know. But I'm just telling you, while you're okay, like, hey, if Job had a blister or Job got sent down, he wasn't going to pitch 200 innings. This is nothing you want. Anything to do with a pitcher's elbow, no. Let's just hope for the best here. But I'm telling you, that is not in any way, shape, or form good news. And no, I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you from ridiculous amounts of baseball and reading about injuries and how it works, we're not out of the woods on this. Let's hope for the best. Now, what's the Alex Cobb situation? Because Dungeons and Dragons Wizard was yelling at me in here. We were trying to give him the latest and greatest. And Cobb is supposed to start. But he's on the 60-day diet. What, just help me, because it's live and I haven't had time to drill down.
Yes. So Dylan Smith is coming up to the team. They had to make room for him on the 40-man, and they transfer Cobb to the 60-day IL. Now, what that doesn't say is I believe he's still making a rehab start tonight. He was supposed to make it last night. So it doesn't say if he's still making his start, it could just be roster manipulation just to get the guy up and he can still rehab and then they'll bring him back.
Because here's what you don't need. You don't need any more pitchers hurt.
Correct.
Because I understand Chris Fetter is a witch, and I mean that as the highest compliment I can. This guy has got a witch's brew, but yeah, you don't need multitudes. Like, this is where, hey, we paid Alex Cobb $15 million to give us 140 innings. Now would be a good time, Alex.
Yeah, so, and I'll just be, you know, I saw that he was supposed to make the start last night, and he didn't, and I was waiting, and I have not received the news on what happened with that. So I'm just assuming, that's just me, I was just assuming 60-day means he's hurt again, but I don't know that. I can't confirm that.
Yeah, so. And look, like, let me give you an example of what I was talking about. Like, Robbie Ray, he initially had a flexor strain. It ended up in the thing we're not going to talk about. So, no, it doesn't directly lead to it. It often can. Maybe they can rehab this back. It's a strain and not a tear. But man, pitcher elbows, it's dicey. And you're right. I know what some of you are probably going to say. Everyone's one pitch away from blowing out. You're right. Let's hope Jackson Jobe, they take their time. They're patient. I expect nothing less from the organization. There's no reason to rush him back. Let's see what this ends up as. But that is, be careful with that. And Alex Cobb, please, we got to get Estelle Getty up here. I don't care if he goes out there and gives us five innings.
It's what you paid him for.
No, you're right. And I was initially, I said this weeks ago, I think I was talking to Kenny. I was like, we don't need him. And then the minute I say that, now you have a my situation. Now you have a Jobe situation. And Kenny was right. I'll just give him the credit. He said, you need arms. This is a long season and you need the arms. So, yeah, we need Alex Cobb now.
Very new.
All right.
No, Kenny, no. You're right.
So I found an article. If I do this, I'm not selling fear. I'm trying to sell facts. But like, if I read this, people are going to say I'm a bad guy or
hoping for the worst.
I'm certainly not.
Well, no, I'm saying that's what they're going to say.
So like, here's an article from 2020. All right. And it was about Chris Sale. And basically they were saying he had a flexor strain in his pitching arm. He'd be sidelined for 10 days before he could resume throwing in any capacity. During Friday's installment with David Sampson, who was a former Marlins team president, he offered his experience when it comes to pitchers and flexor strains. Sampson believes Sale could ultimately need Tommy John in order to be healthy. In my experience, flexor strains led to Tommy John more than they didn't. Flexor strain is the word that you don't ever want to hear from your trainer, because it's them saying not yet to the Tommy John, but it's an almost. That's from David Sampson, not me or Rico. Hope for the best. I just, when you reported flexor strain, what was my immediate reaction? I sounded like the little monkey in the clip we play from Planet of the Apes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Femenino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Yeah. Or me when I saw Mike Snacks.
And I just, it's important to give you real. It doesn't always mean it. And you sure as hell hope it doesn't.
Well, you knew something was up when after that start, and they were just like, yeah, he ain't talking. So,
well, also, his velocity was down not quite 2 miles an hour, but I think 1.7 miles per hour.
Yeah.
So the combination, and I'm not going to kill the kid for not talking, especially if he felt something was off.
No, right, but it was like they were overly protecting him, like, nope, just move along, nothing to see here.
Yeah, but that quote is from David Sampson, former president of the Marlins. Let's just wait and see. It's all you can do. But that is not, you do not want to flex your strain.
And I want to thank the Tigers here because they just sent out a medical update, and Alex Cobb is set to make a rehab assignment tonight.
Excellent. Good.
So thank you, Tigers, for that update.
So Otto went in there and laid down the law. I was right. He's pitching.
Oh, wow. Huh. You know who else had a flexor tendon surgery?
Who?
Tarek Skubal.
So he can come back and win the Cy Young?
100%. Okay. My point is we don't want anyone hurt, especially the prized pitching guy in your organization. Basically it was exploratory before the root issue was found. He was sidelined. Yeah, I mean, we'll wait and see. But that's it. Hope for the best. Obviously, it's going to take a few days. You'll get an update at some point.
It's concerning. It's concerning.
Yeah, because, again, it's such an important developmental phase for Jackson Jobin. Even if you limited his innings, even if you skip starts, even if eventually you turned him into a reliever for a stretch drive because he was innings capped, that's an arm you want access to. That's a pitcher. That's like a lever you want AJ to be able to pull. Look, maybe it's nothing. Maybe it ends up totally okay. But, I mean, Rico, like, what am I going to do? Lie to the audience?
No.
I mean, come on. That's not fair to them.
No, and it's not gloom and doom. I mean, it's not like you're hoping for this to happen.
No, is it okay for me to say at 5'10", I'm nervous?
Exactly.
Does that make me bad, man?
You're hoping that this is the worst thing and there's not the next step. So that's
yeah, that rehab daily thing that they're saying he's doing, that it just gets things on the right track and he's good.
It's what you said. It's like when you see the hyperextended knee, we got to wait for the swelling to go down. Okay, let's hope that there's no ligament, no tears, no nothing. Okay, he's fine. We move on.
Interesting. I'm not going to read that. That's that. Okay. Nope. Then we'd be selling fear. Let's leave that alone. David, go ahead with the ticket text. Very sorry. What's wrong?
Yeah, I just don't want to read this one.
Why?
I'm sorry, because it's doom and gloom.
No, listen.
This one is, and I'm not going to do it.
Okay, then don't.
Someone's asking about what happened to Matt Manning. Didn't he leave?
Ain't no good either way.
Keep yeah, right. Any chance that it could...
What?
Someone's asking, any chance it can get better?
Yes
there's a chance.
I've said that a million times.
Yeah.
Listen, all I did was tell you my initial reaction to it through my whole life of watching baseball and injuries and knowing people in front offices, different things. Then I backed it up with actual articles and a quote just so you didn't think I was being bad, man. I'm with you guys that I'm hoping it's nothing. But, like, let's just be on the even. You don't want to hear those words with a pitcher. And it's okay to say that. Hopefully he's all right.
Yeah, hopefully he's all right. And someone is texting and saying, yes, we need Alex Cobb immediately.
Yeah,
hopefully he has a good start tonight.
You don't want to fall into the Cater Montero experience again or pitching chaos again. I'm sorry, but that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It will not hold up if you started on May 30th. You know who would agree with me? A.J. Hinch. Even he acknowledged we would never have been able to do this all year. Carry on.
Best teams in the city right now in order: Lions, Tigers, Pistons, MS. Okay, whatever. Sandy Alcantara is out there. Why not go get him? Fetter can fix him.
The question would be, how many eggs do you want to put in that basket for starting pitching versus you need a right-handed bat, and I still believe you need a high-leverage reliever. You need a big-time, high-strikeout flamethrower.
Mm-hmm.
And those things cost money. Everyone's in the market for relief pitching, especially the type I just described. The right-handed bat might be, look, the price for offense varies. It's some of these deals you go, they paid what for what? Other deals you're like, where's the rest?
Right.
It's very inconsistent with hitters. Pitching is massively expensive. Mm-hmm. Sandy Alcantara, that is, you could do it, but I don't know that that's a need as much as, like, at the end of dinner, it's like, well, I want a piece of cheesecake. That's not a need. No one needs that.
So a lot of prospects.
Oh.
A lot of prospects.
What would it take? Another. Like, yeah, man. But again, that's a guy who blew out, and you're getting him. Sorry, David. I know we're over time. I just wanted to do a decent job reporting on the Job thing. That's all. I'll leave the rest to the beat writers and the doctors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.